Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Vic was just telling me about how she creamed her pants a million times. I didn't want to hear it, but...
But then we decided to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I decided.
Yeah, well, I guess you did.
Vic went to the Pemberton Festival.
I did.
Thing.
And it was amazing.
Yep. Yeah. And she got a lot of free booze. And...
That's what you get when you go.
Yeah. Saw Nine Inch Nails and Jay-Z. And yeah, I bet. Bet don't
awesome.
Want to hear about it.
My morning jacket.
Yeah, well, I've seen them before.
Yeah,
so.
They are really good.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Wolf Mother is fun too.
Who?
Wolf Mother.
Well, I hate Wolf Mother.
I like them. They're fun.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. Yeah, I got nothing. I was definitely working that weekend. Not probably, was definitely work.
Weren't you planning to come though?
Yeah, but it's not like it. I don't know. It just didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know?
But
whatever.
Yeah.
I did go to a show last night.
How
Justin
was that?
Talked about. I went to go see Boris, Torch, and Leia the Minotaur at Richards last night. And it was so intense. I definitely don't know enough about like noise rock like that or drone metal or whatever you want to call it. I really liked the first band, Leia the Minotaur, in there, who I initially went to go see. But I thought they'd be the second band on,
yeah.
So I showed up like late-ish because I didn't really want to see Torch.
Yeah.
But turns out that Lair of the Minotaur was on first, and so I caught their very last song. I was like, oh, aww. Hate my life.
Did you stay for the rest of it, though?
Oh, yeah, totally. I stayed for the whole show, including Boris's last song, which was about an hour long.
How was that?
It was really intense, I think. I definitely felt the music more than I heard it. After a while, I was just hearing white noise, and I just was feeling the vibrations in like my legs
in
and my
pants.
Chest. Yeah, in my pants. Why yeah. not? And
well, Cam was well. Who was saying that their ears are still ringing today?
I really don't Cam. Get. Ringing ears after shows, which is probably a bad thing. Like, we just don't ring anymore.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Mari.
What? You have to speak up. You have to. yeah. But it was a good show.
Good.
By the end of the night, though, I was kind of like, all right, I get it. You keep thinking that the song will end, but
it's
just
not ending.
It was like the last song was an hour long.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's a bit long, but it's good. Hi.
Hey.
So I'm a bit tired. Just a little bit sleepy.
What time was it?
After one.
Long show.
It was a very long last song. That's what it was. But they're crazy. Their Boris is like a noise or drone metal band from Japan. And
are they Japanese?
Nope, they're Eastern European. Nope, they're Japanese. Session in camera there. It's really great.
Yeah, they're the ugly other workers.
The ugly other workers. Oh my god, one dude's just ugly. One guy's... No, I really shouldn't make generalizations. I just realized that this is a public forum, and I was going to start saying things that I probably shouldn't be saying on air, so I'm not. I'm just going to get to some music.
Yeah.
I started off today's show with Coheed and Cambria off of their album Good Apollo, I Am Burning Star 4, Volume 1 from Fear Through the Eyes of Madness. The song was called Welcome Home.
We've instilled in you a music policy at CITR,
yeah.
The Summit Intern Radio office.
Okay.
And we have I forgot.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, Wednesdays are Whiny Wednesdays. So basically we play like Coheed and Cambria and like all like the bands that we listen to when we were like emo or...
Well, I still am.
I, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. So we listened to some of Coheed yesterday and it was...
Yeah.
Very reminiscent and very nice. And
yeah.
I'm glad. That.
It was nice. It was very
nice.
Pleasant.
Was I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
I had sexual relations with your mother. And you know what?
What?
It was quite pleasant.
My dad says that too.
Yeah. I am going. I wanted to play Leia the Minotaur because I kind of miss them. Yeah, I went up to their merch table and they had all these rad shirts. There's this one shirt of a satyr like doing a naked
girl. I heard you
girl.
Talking about that.
Yeah.
Like back there.
And the shirt that I bought a shirt and it had like Richards was pretty dark, right? And the shirt that I was looking at was a black shirt with a helmet in silver fabric paint.
Yeah.
And it just said, like, Lair of the Minotaur. And I was like, that's pretty rad. So I bought it. I brought it home. And it wasn't silver fabric paint. It was silver glitter. So it is a sparkly Lair of the Minotaur shirt.
That sounds so fun. It's for the girls.
Yeah, I'm gonna go play Lair of the Minotaur now.
Sick.
And you're gonna go away.
Okay.
No, please don't leave me.
is running out, and I can't wait. I have to say this before it's too late. I wanna be the one to hear you call, to catch you as you tumble while the empire falls. And when I say it out loud, I look like Samir. Nothing here for us, and no place left to go. Slipstream of destruction has us in its tow. But there's one thing that can make it alright. Holding on to you in the dying light. And when I say it out loud, I look like Samir. But I gotta do it anyway. Tell you how.
Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Surf's up for CITR Surfari Party, dude. Presented by West Beach, man.
On Thursday, August 7th, come to Lola's Nightclub, man. Located on 2291 West Broadway. Support your campus and community radio station. Celebrating the summer with cheap drink specials and DJs Maxwell, and Warm It Up Chris on the turntables. It's gonna be a gnarly night.
Now come on a safari with me.
Dude, tickets are only $5 at the door. There will be prizes from West Beach and CITR for best costume, so make sure you come in your Surfari gear.
Hey, bud, let's party!
Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing with me.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah. Situation.
These were
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Victoria and Sachin are here.
Hello.
I haven't gone on air for half an hour to talk because we've been too busy telling the best jokes in the world.
Yes.
Tell one, Sachin.
Me?
Tell the bear one.
The bear one?
Yeah. Really? Say the bear one. That one's good.
But it'll sound like faking your laughter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. So, a bear walks into a bar.
Okay.
And he sits down. The bartender says, what can I get for you?
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'll have a rum and Coke. The bartender says, okay, but what's with the paws? And he goes, what, these? I was born with these.
That was still really good.
That was really, really good. Okay, so a Russian, a vampire, and a whale walk into a bar, and the Russian goes up to the bartender and says, I'd like a white Russian. And the bartender goes, ah, funny, I get it. All right, here you go. Gives him a white Russian. Then the vampire walks up to the bartender and says, blood, I would like a Bloody Mary with real blood. And the bartender's like, okay, that's kind of weird, but sure, why not? So he makes a Bloody Mary, cuts his finger, and puts real blood in it and gives it to the vampire. And then the whale walks up to the bartender and says, that is 100% real actual laughter.
There's more. I have more.
Yeah, I bet you have more.
Okay. How do you know if it's raining cats and dogs?
How?
You might step in a poodle.
Wah, wah.
I don't have any funny jokes.
You're in the middle of telling a tractor one, but it seemed kind of long. All right. I'm going to tell them what we played, or what I played, because they're probably going to stop listening imminently. I just played Fake Shark Real Zombie off of Zebra Zebra. The song is called Crystal Compass. Before that, the Dirt Bombs off of We Have You Surrounded. That song was called Ever Loving Man. Prior to that, The Jolts off of Haute Voltage. That song was I Never Loved You. And I started off that set with Lair of the Minotaur off of The Great Destroyer. That song was called Grizzly Hound of the Pit, a band that I wanted to see last night but kind of missed.
Too bad.
Oops. Oh, well.
Wah, wah.
More, stay tuned, guys. More awesome jokes.
Maybe I'll have one for you guys.
I have more.
Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Why?
Because it died.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
What did the guy say when he walked into the bar?
What?
Ouch! Oh, I
hate my life. Oh, jeez. I'm gonna play some Cursed right now.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. Sick. That's what I said. Sick! You can check out my playlists online if you would like to do so at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And you can also phone us here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. If you want to tell us a joke or if you want to hear an awesome joke, because we have a lot. We have a lot to go through.
Your face is a joke.
Your life is a joke.
Inappropriate. Did you hear about Cursed?
What about them?
Maybe it was like a month ago now.
Yeah.
They're in Europe on tour.
Oh, what? The band that you told me about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like this, okay, well, you should hear what happened next.
What happened?
It was like this horrible escapade. You can read about it on, I think they're MySpace.
Okay.
I can't remember this. And they explain everything. But basically, they got robbed blind.
What?
While they were in an apartment. Like, two of the guys, I believe. Some of the band members were in the van.
Okay.
On the street, because someone needed to be in the car at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the guys were upstairs in this sketchy building that they were staying in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys was like doing laundry in the sink or something like that. And somehow somebody walked in and took a bunch of their stuff. And they like left one of the guy's bags like gone through empty. It was hanging outside of the window or something. And someone had peed all over it. Like just like a bizarre,
what?
Unacceptable scenario. And yeah, they got robbed blind. So they had trouble. They couldn't do the rest of the tour. They had trouble.
Yeah.
Getting back to Canada, and they're just so like exhausted from the whole scenario that they just threw the towel in, and they're just like, we're done for now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I know. I don't know if the band's gonna be done forever, but I guess
it's probably just a minor setback.
Yeah, they've always had bad luck, which I guess is ironic since they're called Cursed. But
no.
I felt really bad too because they're such a good band, and like he just like listed off all these things that have happened to them in the past year, and you're just like, whoa.
Well.
You need a break.
You need a little
break. Sad, though. It's very
sad. That sucks. But they have a new album out. It's called 3.
And it's good.
And it's, yeah, it's pretty sick. If you haven't heard it, you will now. Right, Vic?
Sick.
No more bad jokes from you.
Oh.
No.
See you guys.
Wait for it.
Cue it up.
I am.
Just shots, take your claim, it's all I'm strong. It's gonna be beautiful, it's gonna reach the sky. A boy that's calling them their walls. Tear it down over the neighborhoods. Making room for the sign of skylight. Sunrise to the underbelly.
What were you saying, Sachin, about Mbop? What? How much do you know about Hanson?
Which one am I talking to?
Doesn't matter, because they're all on.
I'm talking to this one.
All right.
So, the song Mbop that we're all familiar with.
Well, how does it go again?
Mbop, shoo-dop-bop, doo-wop, doo-dop-bop, boo-wop.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. So,
there's a production duo called the Dust Brothers, mm-hmm. and they're responsible for all the music on Beastie Boys' Paul's Boutique, which came out in the late 80s, very famous for sampling hundreds and hundreds of songs, and they got in lots and lots of trouble later on.
Yeah.
And they also did the Fight Club soundtrack, which I guess they got a lot of recognition for.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done, I think they did Beck's Odelay and Guero as well. I don't know, they've done lots
Crazy.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
They are also the duo responsible for...
They are responsible for...
Mbop. Producing it. I don't know if they wrote it, but I know they produced it for sure.
I thought Hanson wrote all their music. Wasn't that their thing? They're like, yeah, we're like poppy, but we write all of our own stuff?
Maybe. I really don't know. I don't pay attention to Hanson anymore.
Yeah, but maybe you should, because they're coming to Vancouver, and we're going to go.
When?
Crap, I don't know.
Where?
They're playing September 10th at the Commodore.
That's related to CITR Radio.
Isn't it always?
Who else is coming?
Why don't I tell you who else is coming? Apparently Iron and Wine is coming, but I don't know how many people listening to my show would be interested in that. I am, but I'm also a huge bitch.
I wonder what he's like live.
Good.
Have you seen him?
Have I? Yeah, I have. A long time ago. Hey, what is this? I don't know what that is. Apparently Alkaline Trio is also coming back to Vancouver with Thrice and Rise Against.
Oh, yeah. It's at the Thunderbird Arena.
What is that? Is that War
Stadium
Tour?
No, it's their own.
What?
They've got like a North American tour going on in the
really?
Fall.
Oh.
Through the States and Canada. It was just announced the other day.
Crazy. Thank you for letting me know. right now, we don't have another break of bad jokes. Don't worry. That's a.
We could,
but I don't know how many people would be down for that. But I will tell you about some shows coming up that maybe you'd be interested in. Necrophagist? Yes, you want to go see Necrophagist with Dying Fetus. They are playing August 25th at the Commodore.
Fun for the whole family.
Yeah, it is a family event. You can go to a family restaurant like Hooters beforehand and then go to this.
Dying Fetus.
Dying Fetus. August 25th at the Commodore Ballroom. Lagwagon's coming to Vancouver.
Ooh.
They're playing with Tat and the St. Catharines the next day, August 26th, at the Croatian Cultural Center. Anti-Flag is also coming to Vancouver. They have a new album out. They're playing 31st of August at the same place, Croatian. High on Fire is playing another show here with
Sweet.
Opeth.
Sweet.
That is October 3rd at the Commodore Ballroom. Flogging Molly is also coming to Vancouver in October. October 14th at the Commodore Ballroom. There's one in September. Fucked Up is also coming in September. They're playing September 7th at Richards on Richards. And then a couple days later, Hanson's playing. Make a note.
1-2, punch combo.
All right. Amon Amarth is coming to Vancouver. They're playing October 6th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Baroness are playing with Bison and Genghis Tron October 2nd at Pat's Pub.
They had to change their name.
Bison AD?
BC.
BC, yeah.
Wrong era.
Whatever. The Pack AD. That's who's AD. Yeah, because they signed to Metal Blade, and apparently there's another band called Bison.
I guess so.
Probably not as good.
Probably
just saying. Bitter End are playing with Horizon, Set Foot, and Shipwreck. Nope, that already happened. I recycle the same list of show listings every week and just add to it. And sometimes I forget to cross shows out like this one. That one already happened. What else is going on? Maybe that's all I'll talk about. I can't read that. Against Me is coming to Vancouver with Japanther and the St. Alvia Cartel September 15th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And Henry Rollins is coming back to Vancouver for a pleasant evening of spoken word October 19th at the Center for Performing Arts.
That is definitely fun for the whole family.
Definitely. It actually is.
Yeah.
Good times.
I think if I was a kid and saw Henry Rollins,
mm-hmm.
it'd be inspiring.
Inspire. Role model.
Goodness.
Goodness gracious. I totally forget what I was going to talk about. Oh, well.
Jokes, concerts, music.
Brain overload. Can't take it right now.
Yeah.
I'm really tired. But yeah, Boris, that last song, it was an hour long. Did I tell you that?
Their
last
song.
I don't remember, but it was definitely over an hour because they played a couple songs and the last song was an hour long.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's epic.
It was pretty epic and should have been there, but that's okay.
I know.
It's all right, dude. Sachin's leaving Vancouver at the end of the summer, so.
3 weeks.
What? Damn it.
See ya.
Whatever. Didn't want you around anyways. Victoria's also leaving, so looks like I'm going to have no friends. No friends.
Wah, wah.
Oh, well, I'll have all your bad jokes to keep me company. I'm going to play the sword right now. Just because.
Heavy metal.
Definitely. It's definitely been a pretty metal week. So, this is the sword off their newest album, Gods of the Earth. Do you have anything you want to say?
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM radio.
Thanks, Sachin.
Yeah.
I'm going to sign off now. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thanks, Sachin, for
You're welcome. That
wonderful story. Robin and Colin are coming up next. They are the Ink Studs hosting. Robin and Colin.
Are you Robin
and
Colin?
Robin and Colin. Robin and Colin. Ink Studs show, the show all about comic books and general geekery.
Hey,
what?
Just one.
I'm a huge
geekery dork.
And then at 3 o'clock we have Crimes and Treasons with Brendan and Cody. I saw the other Crimes and Treasons guys, Rico and Jules, at that metal show last night at Boris.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
They were there. You weren't. That was the Hex Dolls off of Call It a Comeback. That song's called Can't Talk, Gotta Work. Before that, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes off of Have Another Ball. That was a cover of Hall & Oates, Rich Girl. And I started off that set with The Sword off of Gods of the Earth. The song was called How Heavy This Axe. Thanks very much for listening, guys. My playlist is posted online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I'll be back next Thursday. I'm going to leave you off with Vancouver now, off of their latest album, Canadian Tuxedo. Signing off and handing it over to the very capable hands of the Ink Studs.
Bye-bye.
Bye.